Hi, and welcome to Wendalicious at Goal. I'm your host, Wendy Volker, and I am Wendalicious. I recently lost 48.5 pounds and reached my goal weight using the Weight Watchers program, and I'm currently working my way through maintenance on the road to becoming a lifetime member. The views expressed on this show are my own and are not endorsed by Weight Watchers. Each week on the show, I'll be sharing my personal successes and failures and providing support and motivation to others on a weight loss journey, whether or not it's Weight Watchers. So let's dive in. Okay, first things first, how did this week go for me? Well, pretty good. I lost 1.6 pounds, which mostly offset the 2.4 I gained last week. So I'm actually back at my goal weight, which is great. I just got to hang on for another 2 weeks at this weight, and I will be officially a lifetime member with Weight Watchers. I cannot believe it is this close, and I'm actually going to do it this time. I am so excited. So, and just so you know, you can do it too. Like I said on the very first episode, if I can do it, you can do it. I promise you. So what kind of led to my success this week? I did a very good job of planning and tracking my menu for the week. Go back and listen to episode 2 if you want to hear my food tracking strategy. Another good thing is I got my training runs in this week as I planned. I'm training for a big run event in May, the Cleveland Marathon Challenge Series, which is 5K on Saturday, followed by a 10K on Sunday. It's a little crazy. So I use a collection of apps and technology to keep me on track with my goal of training to be able to run these races. I use the 5K to 10K app for my training schedule, which tells me how to run and how long to run each time, 3 times per week for a 9-week training schedule, and I will be in shape for those races. I use Fitbit and the Fitbit app to keep track of my mileage. Plus, it keeps track of my daily steps in general. I do wear the Fitbit all day. And then I use the Google Fit app to help me keep accurate track of my actual mileage using GPS. Plus, I have both Google Fit and the Fitbit app set up with my running goals 3 times a week. And then on top of all that, I've set up my Google Calendar with my running goals. The app actually learns my time preferences for running. I like to run in the evenings. So my calendar knows that I generally run between 6 and 7 at night, and it helps me keep the running sessions on my calendar. Like, it checks in and it says, are you going to run tonight or you want to do it tomorrow? So you have the option to say, yes, I'll do it now, or I'll do it later. So that's pretty good. And of course, my Fitbit app syncs with my Weight Watchers app to keep track of my fit points. It seems like a lot and a little bit confusing, but honestly, once I set everything up initially, it pretty much takes care of itself automatically. I don't have to do much at all, and it makes it a lot easier to stay on track with my fitness goals. Now, maybe apps aren't your thing, and that's fine, but for those of you into the tech, these apps are awesome tools for making fitness easier and fun. Sorry for that little technological digression, but I did get, you know, I did get a question about, like, what kind of stuff do I use? Do I use any apps or technology to help me reach my goals? And yes, I do. I use many of them. So also this week, which was great, I tried a new fitness class at my gym. Now, I'm going to talk more about that in a bit, because the topic of this week, my main topic, is the power of trying something new. And this was a new class for me. I really did enjoy myself with this class, and boy, did I burn some serious calories. So that certainly helped this week. Another thing, my middle of the night snacking got slightly better. I only ate 2 points worth of almonds on Tuesday night. Now, I normally have 2 points worth of almonds just kind of packaged up and already in my pantry. So I just kind of grabbed those when I was, you know, in my sleep-induced stupor when I was running around, and I'm like, oh, I'm hungry, or I'm not hungry, or I just feel like eating food, and I just grabbed my almonds and I ate those, and that seemed to work okay. I also ate a few stale animal crackers on Friday night. Why I ate them when they were stale, I will never understand. Again, I'm going to blame that sleep-induced stupor. But basically, this week worked out pretty great because I tracked every single thing that went in my mouth, even those stale animal crackers. I did do something new with my tracker this week too. I actually tracked my coffee creamer. So 2 tablespoons of Silk soy creamer is 1 point, and I tracked it every single day. I pre-tracked it the night before, like I do with everything, and then I was able to track the rest of my day with total accuracy. It really helped my obsessive mind to know that I was doing it right and not, you know, screwing around. Although it did kind of pain me a bit to have to do it, but if I don't track it, I am only fooling myself. So that's just dumb. So anyway, I tracked it, kept myself on the program, and ended up losing 1.6. So it worked out pretty good. So yeah, that's great. So then I'm moving on to topics, just kind of going to touch on what, kind of some things that came up in the meeting room this past week, last Sunday, and then today, or I taped this on Sunday. So, and I go to meetings on Sunday mornings at 10. So, what came up in the last couple of meetings, this past week, we talked about tools that we use on our weight loss journey. Now, we mostly discussed using the Weight Watchers app and the many features in the app that can help us. Obviously, the tracking is the biggie, as well as the Connect feature, which is the social media section of the website of the app for Weight Watchers members. And those are, you know, those are great things for keeping yourself tracking your food, keeping yourself accountable with the food, and then also going to the Connect site for getting support, asking questions, reaching out to fellow Weight Watchers members, and kind of sharing your successes and your failures, and you know, it's kind of like your own personal cheerleading section, because it's really great if you post something like, hey, I'm having a bad day, you're going to get responses saying, hey, you can do this, doing a great job, keep it up. So it's really nice, it's really motivating. I really love that part of the app. That's really great. So one of the things that we talked about in the meeting was tools for eating out. We talked about the fear and the struggles that you may encounter when you're going out to eat. We all do it. You got to go out to eat, you know, every once in a while. And so we talked about things you can use to, you know, help make that a better experience. So in the app, there's a tool called Browse Restaurants. And you can search by the restaurant name or by points value. Like if you know you only have 10 points left for the day, you can search for the range of like 10 points and figure out what's on the menu there that you can order safely and be within your points for the day. So that's a really great tip to use. And here's another tip, plan ahead before you go. Most restaurants put their menus online, which is great. So it allows you to do your research before you go. You can get online, you can scour the menu, you can find a few things that sound really good but not dangerous to your eating plan. And you can try to figure out their points value. So kind of look at menu items that contain foods on the 0 points food list, kind of start there. You know, it's chicken breast, beans, eggs, tofu, lots of veggies. Try to obviously stay away from the stuff that says Alfredo. Anything with Alfredo, just, you know, run away. But that way you can get a sense ahead of time of what you're going to find on the menu. And you'll probably be tempted by the specials, because the specials aren't usually online, but just try to focus on what you found online and try to stay within that. And then once you do find that thing, pre-track it. I cannot emphasize this enough, how much pre-tracking is so awesome. So get out your app while you're online, while you're scouring the menu before you go out to eat. Pre-track that restaurant meal. Enter everything into your tracker before you go. Like, I know we go to this sports bar, and I know there's a salad there that I like, but it's just lettuce but in tomatoes, and it has some tortilla chips on it, so I'll count those tortilla chips. It has some cheese on it, and they kind of go a little heavy on the cheese, so I'll count the cheese. And I know what kind of salad dressing I like, but I'm going to have it on the side, so I'll just kind of pre-track that too. And then it has a black bean burger on top, and I pretty much know how much a black bean burger is points wise, so I'll pop that in my tracker too. So you kind of have a sense, and you know what you're up against, and you know how many points you're going to have at dinner, and you know if you're going to dip into your weeklies or not. But you know, just having that sense of control before you even go, and that way you're not intimidated by the menu. In fact, one member even suggested, don't even look at the menu when you actually sit down. You already know what you're going to order, so don't let yourself get tempted by the other foods on the menu. Just walk in and say, I already know what I'm going to have. I'm going to have the Fiesta black bean burger salad with honey mustard dressing on the side, and that's it. And that's what I know, and I've already tracked it, and so I can eat without guilt, without worrying about it. So other tips that came up, say no to the bread basket, duh. Before Weight Watchers, I usually ate my weight in bread before I even got my dinner. Now I know Oprah runs around going, I can eat bread. Yep, you can. I choose not to eat too much bread because it's one of those things that I just can't control. It is a total trigger food for me. Bread and peanut butter. That's pretty much why I had to join Weight Watchers, was bread and peanut butter. So I try not to tempt myself because I can't control myself around it. So say no to the bread basket. Here's another tip. Do not be afraid to order stuff the way you want it. If you want your veggies steamed without butter, tell your server no butter. Also tell them no oil. And if you want dressing on the side, ask for it that way. If you want a different veggie, if you want broccoli instead of asparagus, ask. 99 times out of 100, they will accommodate you. They actually do want their customers to be happy and come back. And chefs and cooks are finally getting used to special dietary needs and are crafting their menus to suit everyone, from vegans to people with gluten sensitivities to people with allergies, everything in between. If you have it or if you want it that way, they know how to do it and they will do it. So do not be afraid. So here's a good one. If you're going to have a drink, maybe make it a glass of wine or a beer. Now, those are much easier on points. 4 points for a glass of wine, 5 ounces, or 5 points for 12 ounces of beer. So that's much easier on points, and it's easier to plan for and track. Or if you want a mixed drink, go for something maybe mixed with club soda. That's pretty good points wise. You can look up alcoholic drinks in your app too. I searched for a gin and tonic and there it is, 7 points. But seriously, if you can, if you want to, stay away from the fruity frou-frou drinks. Now, my favorite drink, which is a top shelf margarita, clocks in at 17 smart points. Yikes. That is about 2/3 of my day, maybe a little bit more. I get 23 points in a day. So I'm not going to eliminate margaritas from my life because they really are delicious and they're my favorite. But I've just relegated them to a more infrequent place in my life. Special occasions only, or for days when I've planned for one. Or for days that are, you know, celebrations. So maybe you don't plan for it, but, you know, once in a while is fine. But that is definitely not an everyday drink. And last tip, you probably know this one. Ask your server to bring that to-go box at the same time he brings you your food. That way you can put half of it away before you even start eating. Now, I've heard this tip a zillion times, but I've actually never had the nerve to do this. I think maybe I'm afraid of the server thinking weird things about me. I don't know. I need to take my own advice about trying new things. So maybe the next time I go out to eat, which should actually probably be coming up soon. My birthday's in a couple weeks and I do want to go out to dinner. So maybe I'll try that, asking for the box up front, see what happens. All right. So another thing that came up that a meeting this morning, today, our meeting today, the group discussed their whys. Now, you know, from our first episode, we talked about your why you are trying to lose weight, why you want to lose weight, why you are on this journey. So the group just talked about their whys and how the why is critically important to keeping you on track and moving towards your goals. Now, my why that I mentioned is that I want to love my body. And I try to ask myself if what I'm doing or what I'm eating is serving that why. Now, is eating those stale animal crackers going to help me love my body? Now, I did not actually ask myself that in that situation, but if I had, the answer would have been no, and I would have thrown them right in the garbage. Now, episode 1 discussed the power of why at length. If you have not listened to it yet, I would encourage you to go back and take a listen. Really, keeping your why close by is probably the best thing that you could do for yourself on your journey. Actually, one of the things coming directly from Weight Watchers that was in our little weekly this week, it says, connect with your why often, especially when you face challenges. It's a powerful reminder of what brought you to Weight Watchers and will continue to motivate you along the way. So like I said in episode 1, take that why, write it down, put it on a post-it note, put it on an index card, keep it in your wallet, tape it to your mirror, put it on your desk at work. Remind yourself about it multiple times a day and it will keep you focused, and it will keep you motivated, and it will keep you on track, and you will get to your goal. So that's the why. Now I'm so excited about this topic. My topic is the power of trying new things. I was so jazzed about this, you know, trying to think of ways to talk about this. I just think this is terrific. So when you, whether you realize it or not, you spend most of your day doing things you've already done hundreds or thousands of times before. You hardly ever actually try new things. Why is that? Maybe you're stuck. Now, most people wake up at the same time every day, eat similar things for breakfast, lunch, or dinner every day, wear the same clothes, watch the same shows at night, on and on and on. Now, routines like these become so familiar and built in that we often lose track of the fact that we're just cruising through life. Even though there's a vast world of experiences and people out there just waiting to be explored, we stick to what we know and only what we know. Then we end up feeling stuck and we wonder how we got ourselves here and how to get out. Now, it sucks feeling stuck. And feeling stuck occasionally is totally normal, but it's not normal to stay stuck. You got to get out of your rut, make your life fun, and that's going to keep you propelled forward. Now, as Weight Watchers constantly tells us, you have to enjoy the journey or you're never going to stick with it. So how to get unstuck? Try something new, something outside your regular routine, something outside your comfort zone, something you've always wanted to try, but for whatever reason, you haven't. And so many things can come from trying new things. One, you can overcome fear. Usually it's fear that keeps us from trying new things in the first place, right? We're so afraid of what might happen. What if I don't like it? What if I embarrass myself? What if somebody sees me? What if I do it wrong? Let's be honest. How many times have you tried something and afterwards you said, hey, that wasn't so bad. What was I worried about? Probably many, many times. Our brains are weird places. I know mine is. And concocting wild scenarios about what might happen is what they do. And your brain is usually wrong. So don't let your fear stop you from trying something new. Turn what if I don't like it into what if I like it? Big difference. And when you're trying something new, you'll always learn something about yourself, even if it's as simple as, you know what? I actually like tofu. Who knew? As they say, you won't know if you like it if you don't try it. Me, I'm not a fish person, but I tried sushi for the first time several years ago. And you know what? I hate it, but at least I tried it. And now I know. Now, as you try new things, you'll figure out more about yourself, what you like and what you dislike, and what you want to do in the future. It can help you set goals, and it can help you reach for dreams you didn't even know you had. Another thing, trying new things can help stimulate creativity. Creative people are constantly trying new things, and they are constantly creating new and exciting things, and they're not afraid to fail. The more they try, the more they can figure out what works, and the more they succeed. They try again. When you try new things, you put your brain into unique situations that force it to really think. This stimulates creativity, which eventually rubs off in other areas of your life. So for me, this past week, I tried a new exercise class called Classic Boom. The name sounded a little weird, but it turned out to be great, and it's just what I was looking for. Now, I already have a pretty steady cardio routine with the running, and this class added the strength training that I had been looking for and trying to work into my life to no avail for the past couple of months. And plus, the class also has a bit of yoga and Pilates, which I love. So it was a great workout, and I put the class on my calendar on Wednesday nights from here on out. In this class, I worked muscles I didn't even know I had, and it felt great. Well, not the next day. The next day, it pretty much felt like hell, but I know it will get better every week as my body becomes accustomed to the workouts. I am really looking forward to Wednesdays now. A few years ago, I thought it would be fun to try a Zumba class. It was all the rage at the time, and the Y where I worked out was offering it as part of the membership. So I showed up, started the class, and within 10 minutes, I think I broke the arches in my feet. I left the class early, hanging my head in shame for not being able to handle it. Turns out I was wearing really old and worn out sneakers, and they were just not up to the task of providing the necessary support for the intensity of the class. Now, I never took another Zumba class. Maybe I'll try it again. I don't know. The bad foot experience has really led me to think that I hate Zumba. So since then, up until the summer of 2016, I just stuck to exercise I knew and trusted. Walking on the treadmill, doing the elliptical. That's it. Treadmill, elliptical. I dabbled a little, maybe doing some strength training, but I never really enjoyed it. It was always work. I never knew if I was even doing it properly. I never had any guidance. So that fell by the wayside too. So it's safe to say I've been a sporadic exerciser for many years. I've always had a gym membership though. I've kept up that facade. Anyway, back to the topic, trying something new. So back in 2016, a group of employees and supporters at my company decided to hold a 5K run and 1 mile walk event as a fundraiser. Now, I'm not sure what came over me, probably altruism, wanted to support my company. I decided to register to run the 5K. Now, you gotta know this about me. I've never run before in my entire life. My motto used to be, only run when chased. I never did sports in high school or college. I was not an athlete. I was a mathlete. That is not a lie. I was on the math team and the science team and the quiz bowl team, secretary of the chemistry club, big nerd. Anyway, so running was definitely something new for me. I thought that I could always just walk the 5K if I wasn't able to run, just walk. Plus it was for a good cause, so why not? And my friend Jenny also decided to run, so we'd each have company. After I registered, I decided I should probably try not to come in last, so I downloaded the Couch to 5K training app. 9 weeks, 3 days a week, and I would be ready to run a 5K. Sure. And what happened? I did it. I completed the training. I ran the race. I did not come in last. And the best part? I totally caught the running bug. Who knew? I could not believe that I actually enjoyed running. So I signed up for another race a month later. Then another one, and then I registered to run the 8K race in the Cleveland Marathon last May. I finished that race with my best pace to date, under 11 minutes per mile. Maybe that's pretty slow for some people, but for me, it's progress and success. Since that 8K, I've run a few more races, and I have increased my pace every time, or decreased it rather, gotten faster. Slow, steady progress. And I recently registered for one of the challenge series in the Cleveland Marathon this coming May, which is a 5K on Saturday and a 10K on Sunday. Yikes. Well, my basic point with all this is if I had never registered for that race back in 2016 because I wanted to support my organization, I never would have learned how much I love running. I absolutely and totally surprised and amazed my own damn self. I still can't believe I'm a runner. I always thought that would never be me, but now it's me, and I kind of love it. The benefits from this new thing I tried have actually been pretty amazing too. My heart is in amazing shape. Just ask my doctor. My body is getting more and more shapely, like I actually have a waistline now, and my confidence is really high. And this goes back to my why as well. My why is that I want to love my body, and right now I love my body. I love that it can run without stopping for an hour at a time. It can push itself to its limit and recover quickly. My body can do things it's never done before, and I love it. All because I tried something new. So you need to try something new. But your something new does not have to be running, or even exercise for that matter. But if you are looking to get in more exercise, or some exercise, try a new class or a new machine at the gym if you go there. Or check out YouTube for some classes, yoga, strength training, Zumba, meditation. There's a good one. There's got to be something on there that you like because everything's on YouTube. And hey, if you don't like it, just try something else. Keep trying something until you find something that you do like. So if exercise is not your thing, try a new recipe. Search the Weight Watchers app or just search online. Try a new food. That's a good one. Maybe you're intrigued by tofu now that it's a 0 point food. I will give you a recipe to check out. If you have the Weight Watchers app, search for tofu, broccoli, and butternut squash with creamy tahini sauce. It's super easy, super delicious. And I think it might change your mind about tofu. Plus, it's only 3 smart points. If you don't have the app, no worries. I will post the recipe on my website, which is WhenDelicious.com, or my Facebook page. Search for WhenDelicious at Goal. So speaking of apps, another new thing you might want to try a new app. Maybe one that you can use to help you reach your goals. Tons of apps out there. Get a fitness app, a reminder app, a recipe app, maybe a meditation app. As people used to say, there's an app for that. There's an app for pretty much anything you want to do. So your homework for the week, find something new that maybe challenges you, that challenges your preconceived notions about yourself, takes you out of your comfort zone. Give it a try. Does not have to be exercise. New recipe, new food, whatever. If you hate it, try something else, but keep trying. Don't give up on the first try. And your other homework is to send me an email and let me know what you tried. I want to hear what you did. I want to hear if you liked it, if you hated it, if you're going to continue to do it, if you're going to try something else. I really want to hear about it. So send me an email, whendeliciousradio@gmail.com. And that's WENDALICIOUS radio@gmail.com. Or head on over to my Facebook page, which is search for WhenDelicious at Goal. And leave me a comment, leave a post. I'm going to try to get a community going over there, kind of people who listen to the show or, you know, are kind of on a weight loss journey. So leave a comment over there. We'd love to hear from you. And if you say it's okay, I'll share your email on next week's show. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Google Play. Yes, I am available on all of those platforms. So leave me a rating and a review and tell your friends about me. Your reviews will help more people find me, and then they'll start getting the same motivation and inspiration that you're getting. And don't forget to drop me a line and tell me how you're doing. I really do want to hear from you. WhenDeliciousRadio@gmail.com, or head on over to Facebook and find the WhenDelicious at Goal page. Special thanks to my friends Matt and Carl and their band Pinnacle for my show's Groovy theme music. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. And meet me back here next Monday. Let's do this.